سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, Pathway to Paradise. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, in this program, we are talking about the ways that a person can attain the gardens of paradise. As you know that the successful people, those who have been successful in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have pleased their Creator, and those who have lived a life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, will attain the gardens of paradise on the day of judgment, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives all the Muslims the garden of paradise. In the last and the previous silsila, we were talking about paradise itself. How we can achieve paradise, what are the stages of paradise, and what is paradise. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in our new episode today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, from now on, we're going to be trying to find out what are the ways that can give us or the how we can achieve the garden of paradise. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to be discussing one of the ways and the most, I think the most important way to attain the garden of paradise is through the blessings of knowledge. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be mentioning the verses of the glorious Quran. We'll go through some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram, their aqwal, their sayings of the Sahaba ikram, the awliya Allah, the Imam Mujtahideen. And then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to make good intentions. May Allah Ta'ala give me the ability to speak the truth, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the ability to act upon what is going to be said. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, knowledge is something that is very, very important for a person. Without knowledge, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that a person who does not have knowledge is a person who is not alive. And a person who has knowledge, yet he does not act upon his knowledge, is a person who is asleep. Now, knowledge is very, very important. Now, here we are talking about the knowledge of the deen. And how important is the knowledge of the deen? Without this sacred knowledge, and this is that sacred knowledge. And remember, no one can attain this sacred knowledge without the permission and without the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the status that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to those people who have this sacred knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 18, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. Allah has given witness that there is none worthy of worship except Him, and the angels and the scholars also give witness. Established with justice, there is none worthy of worship but Him, the Almighty, the Wise. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. In fact, there are clear verses in the hearts of those who have been given knowledge, and none deny our verse except the unjust. Now these people, they are given that. Like I mentioned before, knowledge is something that it is a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can go out there, you can learn the sacred knowledge, but remember, true knowledge is only with the permission and with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is what we call true knowledge. Or else there are people out there who are learning this knowledge. Yet what are their intentions? Their intention could be that they are going to earn the wealth of this world, of this dunya. Their intention is that I'm going to go out there, I'm going to learn the knowledge so that I can debate with the scholars, I can argue with people, and I can boast in front of people that I have this sacred knowledge. Then you tell me, is this that sacred knowledge that Allah Ta'ala is talking about? Sadly, that is not that sacred knowledge that Allah Ta'ala is talking about in the glorious Quran. The sacred knowledge, my dear Islam brothers, a person who goes out to learn only for the wealth of this dunya, he will earn the wealth of this dunya, yet he will not achieve that truth, the barakat of that knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to give to that person. trying to learn this sacred knowledge, learn for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, learn only to please Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Learn this sacred knowledge so that you can act upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ballighu anni walau aya. Pass on from me whatever you know. This is the reason why we should be learning this sacred knowledge, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to spread the message of the deen. In another verse in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Fatir, verse number 28, Allah Ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Among the bondsmen of Allah Ta'ala are those, are only the people of knowledge. Fear Him. Yani, if you want to have that true fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, where will you get that true fear of Allah Ta'ala? Is if you learn the knowledge of the deen. Because if you don't have knowledge, you don't know what is right, what is wrong. You won't know what is halal, what is haram. And a person has a chance of committing many, many sins. You've heard about the famous waqia about the shaitan, the devil. When he sits on his throne and he calls out to all the shaitans, his chele, they come to him. And they all start to tell what they have done. They give their karkardagi. And one shaitan, he stands up and he says that I made two brothers quarrel with one another. And the shaitan, he says, big deal, sit down. And then one shaitan, he stands up and he says that I stopped a person from learning the sacred knowledge of deen. And the shaitan, he's so happy with him that he takes off his crown and he puts it on his head. And the rest of the chele, the shaitan, they say that what is it that he has done that he deserves your crown? And the shaitan, he says that, come with me. I'm not going to tell you what he's done. I'm going to show you what he has done. And again, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, for those people who think that, you know, their sacred knowledge is knowledge of the deen, it's alright if you can learn it and it's alright if you can't learn it. I'm gonna be talking about this later on. But the shaitan, he took his chele to a place near the masjid, and a person was hurriedly, quickly coming to the masjid for Fajr Salah. And the shaitan, he approached him and he says that I know you are getting late for your salah, but I just want to have the answer for one question. And the person, he says, what is it? Quickly tell me. And the shaitan, he takes out a very small bottle and he says, can Allah Ta'ala fit the whole universe into this small bottle? And this person, he might be a namazi, but he did not have the knowledge of the deen. And the shaitan, and that person, he says that, how can that be possible? How can that be possible that this small bottle and the whole universe can fit in this bottle? And the shaitan, he says to that person that, hurry up, go. You are going to be late for your salah. And then he sees another person. He sees a person who has knowledge. And he approaches that person. And he says to him that, I know you are going for your salah, but I just want to ask one question. Again, he took that bottle out and he says, can Allah Ta'ala fit the whole universe into this small bottle? And that person, he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It looks like that you are the shaitan. And he says that, listen, O devil, listen, O Iblis, if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can fit a million of these universes inside this bottle. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madini channel, this person had the knowledge of the deen. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. No doubt Allah has power over everything. This bottle is too big. If Allah Ta'ala wishes, He can have millions and millions of galaxies fit into this small bottle. And these are my own words. But just think, my dear Islamic brothers, it is the knowledge that saved that person. And lack of knowledge and not having this sacred knowledge destroyed the iman of that person, because he denied the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala, in Surah Al-Mujadila, Allah Azza wa Jal, He talks about the ranks of those people who have this sacred knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, Allah will raise the believers among you and those given knowledge to high ranks, and Allah is aware of your deeds. These people, where they will receive the highest ranks in paradise. Why? Because they are believers. And then amongst the believers, those who have the knowledge of this sacred deen, these people will have even higher ranks on the day of judgment. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, if we want to achieve these high ranks in paradise, what do we need to do? We need to start to learn knowledge. You know, nowadays, it is so easy to learn the knowledge of the deen. It's unbelievable. So easy. You can have it in the palm of your hand. You can learn knowledge in the palm of your hand. Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so many, you know, on social media, Dawat Islami's presence on social media. You know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you've got on social media, you've got the page of Amiri Ahle Sunnah, you've got the page of Nigran Shura, and then you've got the, you know, bayans of Arakeen Shura, Muballighin Dawat Islami, and you can have this knowledge by sitting at home. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, just now you are watching Madani channel and you are sat at home. What are we doing? We are learning the sacred knowledge of our beautiful deen. It is so easy. And yet, my dear Islam brothers, if we say to ourselves that, look, I don't get time, mere paas time nahi hai, I'm too busy, then who is our fault? Kusoor kiska hai? We are our fault then. And just imagine, just think to yourself, if I am the father figure and I don't have that jazba, that passion to learn the knowledge of my deen, what about my children? And then we come and we complain and we say, my children don't listen to me. When have we listened to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? When have we fulfilled the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? We are worried about our disobedient children. Yet look at the disobedience that we are doing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are baligh and salah is farz upon you, then it is farz upon you to learn the knowledge of namaz, of salah. If you are baligh and you have to keep the fast in the month of Ramadan, to learn the knowledge of Ramadan, of fasting, that is farz upon you. You are going for Hajj. Many Hujjaj, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, will be getting ready to perform Hajj. Yet do they know the knowledge of Hajj? Do they know how to perform the Umrah properly? Do they know the arkans of Hajj? Sadly, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there will be thousands and thousands of Hajis who will be performing Hajj, yet they do not know the rites of Hajj. Yet they do not know the proper manner of performing Hajj. And then what will happen? We will come back and in our heart, dil mein banda khush hota hai. Only in your heart you'll be so happy, you'll be so pleased that I have performed Hajj. And then that Haji title will be in front of your name. But we don't understand and we don't realize that I went for Hajj, but I didn't know the masails of Hajj. I went for Hajj, but I never did the tawaf properly. People are in Medan-e-Arafat, yet because of lack of knowledge, They don't understand, they don't realize that they haven't even entered the Maidan-e-Arafat. They'll be sitting outside Maidan-e-Arafat thinking that they are in Maidan-e-Arafat. So many people you see today. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have to sacrifice some time to learn these masail. If you don't learn them, how do you expect your ibadat to be accepted? And then we say that I do so much ibadat, my du'as are not accepted. The reason is that we don't know the du'as. Someone dies in our family, do we know how to give them ghusl? Someone who's died in our family, do we even know how to read the janazah properly? We don't know how to read the janazah. How many, you know, sunnahs are in salatul janazah? What happens that if someone has passed away, you know, how do we know how to give ghusl to him? Do you know how to give kafan to that person? Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, has held many janazah courses, many salatul janazah courses, many burial courses in the UK, in Pakistan, around the world. Yet did we go and participate in that? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Islamic Sisters Majlis, they have their own courses. Have the Islamic Sisters gone there and learnt about that? No. If that is the answer, then why are we blaming other people? Why are we blaming our own faults? It is what our own hands have earned. It's because of us. It's because of us not willing. That jazba is not there. That passion to learn about the knowledge is not there. Yes, I've got passion to go out and work and earn money. I've got passion to drive the best car, to live in the best house. But that passion to learn about the knowledge of the deen, that's not there. Because the other reason could be that my role models, those people that I follow, that I love and I cherish, they are the wrong type of people. I will follow those people who are, you know, who got a famous personality in this world. Even if that famous personality, if he's a Muslim, is he a namazi? Is he someone who worships Allah Azza wa Jal? If that is not the case, then my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, why would we have that person as a role model? Why do we not choose the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, Ghose Pak, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, why do we not choose them as our role models? And then we say that we've got problems in our lives. I just want to read out this verse of the glorious Quran about those people who have knowledge and those people who do not have knowledge. Remember, these are two different people. They might be the same, they might look the same, they might dress the same, they might act as the same, but because one has knowledge and the other doesn't have knowledge. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ Are the knowledgeable and the ignorant equal? It is only the men of intellect who heed advice. Those people who have the intellect, who have the knowledge, these are those people who will learn about the deen. They are those people who will follow the deen itself. And you ask that question, my dear Islam brothers. Today, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, we see there is a lot of ratio of people committing suicide in the UK is rising very fast. But have you ever heard of a scholar, of an alim, a deen, a maulvi, you would say? Have you ever heard a maulvi sahab committing suicide? No, very, I've never heard of a maulvi sahab committing suicide. I've never heard of a person who has the knowledge of the deen commit suicide. Why? Because the deen tells you that suicide is haram. Who will commit suicide? Doctors, they commit suicide. Lawyers, they commit suicide. I've heard of many of these people committing suicide. You might be thinking, well, these people are knowledgeable. Yeah, they are knowledgeable in the dunya, but they are not knowledgeable in the deen. And we have to be knowledgeable in the deen. That is our priority. Choose that as your priority. Make your children alim deen. And make your children, my dear Islamic brothers, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, our children will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. As the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, quoted in Tabrani Sharif, Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, when Allah azza wa jal wants to do good with someone, He gives him the knowledge of the deen. Now ask that question to yourself. Do I have the sacred knowledge of the deen? Or do I have that passion? Do I want to be a student of the deen? And this is what we are. We are always students. There was only one teacher, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent as a muallim, as a teacher to this world. Yeah, everyone else is a student. But do I even class myself as a student? You know, I don't even class myself as a student of knowledge. So, phir pyare Islam bhaiyo, if I don't class myself as a student of knowledge, then what do I class as myself as? A businessman? You know, do I class myself as someone who has intellect, someone who has knowledge? Then remember, if you have the sacred knowledge of the deen, then Allah Ta'ala will love you. Allah will love those who have this sacred knowledge of the deen. Allah loves those people who go in search of the knowledge of the deen. Allah Ta'ala loves those people who take their time, who sacrifice their wealth of this dunya, who sacrifice, you know, being away from their parents. And subhanAllah, so wa jal. And at this moment of time, you know, we're in the studio in Bradford. Alhamdulillah, Jamiatul Madinah is just a few feet away from here. MashaAllah, so wa jal, students, you know, from Europe, from Holland, from Spain, from Italy, you know, from other places, from as many cities around the UK have come to Bradford. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, they've come here to learn this sacred knowledge of the deen. This is what you call sacrifice. They've left everything. What for? To learn the knowledge of the deen. Fayal Islam bhaiyo, make your son, Alhamdulillah, a student of the deen. And another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, again quoted in Tabrani Sharif, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, less knowledge is better than more worship. Less knowledge is better than more worship. How lucky those people are that are in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, learning this sacred knowledge. They've given up everything. They've given up all the desires of this world. They've given up all their, you know, their hobbies just to come and learn the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen. They've given up their families. You know, they've given up the comfort of their own homes, and they've traveled all this far just to come here and to learn this beautiful knowledge. This hadith-e-paak has been written in At-Targhib wa Tarheeb. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet of Mercy, the peace of our heart and mind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, learn knowledge as to learn knowledge. Learning knowledge for the sake of Allah is piety, is taqwa. To search for it is worship. To revise it is tasbih. And to have the willingness to learn is jihad. And to teach someone is sadaqah. And to spend on your family is a good deed. Because knowledge is a way to recognize between halal and haram. And it is a sign for those walking on the pathway to paradise. And it will be comfort at the time of fear. And a partner at the time of traveling. And a guide at the time of trouble. And a weapon against the enemies. And zenith between friends, Through this, Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate and give success to tribes, and His word will be the final word. The angels will touch Him with their wings, and every water and land creature will make dua for Him, and the animals pray for His forgiveness, because knowledge compared to ignorance is like of life of the heart, and in darkness it's like light, and through knowledge a person climbs the ranks of awliya. To ponder over knowledge is equivalent to fasting, and to learn the sacred knowledge is equivalent to offering salah. Through knowledge you adopt forgiveness and have the understanding between halal and haram. Knowledge is the imam of actions, and the fortunate people are given this sacred knowledge, and the wretched people are deprived from this knowledge. Subhanallah. You know, just imagine this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You know, such, you know, ta'rif of those people that are learning this sacred knowledge of deen, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said so much about these people who are learning this knowledge. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brothers, you know, after listening to this hadith, you know, who is it that doesn't want to learn this knowledge? Okay, you might not be, you might not have that time now. You know, you might say, well, I'm married now, I've got children, how can I go and learn the sacred knowledge of the deen? Then you can go and sit with the scholars, Muballighin Dawat Islami, the ulama-i kiram, the ulama-i al-sunnah, go and sit with them, learn this knowledge. You've come from work, you've done an 8 to 12 hour shift, yeah? You are tired, but after that tiredness, you are still going to an alim-e-deen, sitting with them and learning that knowledge. Okay, learn knowledge of those things that are farz upon you. You know, salah, namaz is farz upon the baligh people. You know, if you are baligh, namaz is farz on you. Now to learn the knowledge of namaz is farz on you. Go and sit with the scholars, sit with the muballighin, travel on the madini qafile of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there are many courses that are held in the UK and abroad. Go and sit, go and join these courses. Madrasatul Madina Balighan, go and sit with them, learn about the Quran. And the Madrasatul Madina Balighan, it's just not learning the Quran. Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is like a full, it's a full curriculum. You learn the Quran, you Alhamdulillah learn the masails of Salah, you read Surat Mulk Sharif, and Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you act upon Madani Inamat. It's a whole package that has been designed by Amir Ahl Sunnah. And today, my dear Islamic brothers, after all this that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if I do not go and learn this sacred knowledge on the day of judgment, who am I going to blame? Ya Allah, I didn't have time. I had this work, I had that work. That excuse is not going to work. You are not busy. The example, the ulama, they say that for a person who says that he's busy in this world, it's the example of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that will be given. Because he was the king of not one city, one country, one continent. He was the king of the whole world. Yet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was never negligent in salah. He was never negligent. He was never sust ma'azallah in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, even though he was so busy, yet he never ever was even lazy in offering salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he was one of the greatest prophets of Allah. He has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. He was given the sacred knowledge that he knew the languages of every animal, every bird in this world. He had the control over the wind. He had control over the jinns. He had control over the birds and the animals. This was Sulaiman alayhi salam. Are we more busy than him? Yeah, we only do an 8 to 10 hour shift. We only do an 8 hour shift, a 10 hour shift, a 12 hour shift. After that, what do you do? You know, you're okay. You might say, well, I love to go, but I don't have any masjid. Here we are, Shaitan's gonna whisper these, he's gonna give you ideas. He's gonna whisper these ideas. How can you go and learn? A person, you know, you might be thinking, yeah, I've gotta do something, I've gotta learn this knowledge. But you know what? The Shaitan's not gonna be stood there and watching you. You know, we just stand by and wait for that time. Shaitan doesn't wait. He will just clobber, he will just pounce on you. Yeah, a person, he wants to learn. As soon as he makes that mind up, a few minutes will pass by, that mind's changed. Yeah, now he made a niyyah that I'm going to learn this knowledge. I'm going to go to Madrasatul Madina Balighan. I'm going to go to the masjid and learn this knowledge. But as soon as, my dear Islamic brothers, the few minutes will pass by, the kafiyyah of the heart will change. That's why it's called the qalb. All the time, the kafiyyah of the heart, it changes. You know, sometimes you make good intentions, sometimes you're ready to challenge the whole world. Whatever happens, happens, I'm going to leave this work, I'm going to leave that work. I want to become an alim adeen. A few minutes later, oh, how can I become an alim? How can I go to Madrasa Baligan? How can I go to the weekly ijtima? How can I even sit in front of Madani channel and learn? I'm too busy. So the heart, the condition changes all the time. So when you make that intention, try to fulfill that straight away. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Hariya Islam brothers. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the ink of the scholars will be weighed with the blood of a martyr. And in one narration it is said that the ink of the scholars will be dominant over the blood of the martyrs. Subhanallah, just imagine. Hadi Islam brothers, a beautiful hadith in Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, this is like a fikr, ek soch hai na hamare liye. This is like something for us to really ponder over, something to really be worried about. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said and is quoted, the attain knowledge, acquire knowledge before it's taken away. Acquire that knowledge before it's taken away. And, you know, that could be many reasons. The ulama, the scholars, they mention that, you know, where it says that the knowledge will be taken away, there are many reasons that could happen. And one of the reasons is that the true scholars who have that knowledge of the deen, they will pass away from this world. There will be no scholars, no good teachers to teach you knowledge. Yeah? And that's really, really something that we ponder about. Alhamdulillah, that we still have good scholars, true God-fearing scholars in this world who have mashallah. We can say that these people have that knowledge. But what are we waiting for? Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, acquire that knowledge before it's taken away. Now, sometimes it happens. You know, when you've got something, you don't really value that. Hamare paas koi cheez ho na, hum usko value nahi karte. You know, because I've got it, you don't value that. Koi nahi hai, khair hi hai. Lekin when that thing is taken away from you, then you start to value that. In this same way, when these pious scholars, when this knowledge is taken away, then we will really, really cry. Then we will really regret it. I wish I had that time. Go on, you know, in the hospitals. I've been to the hospitals. Go to see these people in hospital. Ask them. Ask these people who are lying in the operation theaters, who are dying in the ICU theater. And Allah Ta'ala give every Muslim shifa. Allah Ta'ala give them a long, healthy life with iman. Seriously, my dear Islam brothers, go and ask these people. And they will say to you that, I wish I was better. I wish meri yana wo sehat wapas aa jaye. I can go and learn knowledge. But now I can't go anywhere. I'm on the hospital bed. Bechare, you know, the kuch aise Islam bhaiya. I went to meet one person and he was there just, you know, behosh. He was knocked out. And they have to give him medicine that as soon as he opens his eyes, because of the amount of pain that he has, they have to put him back to sleep again. You ask that person, he will tell you what the true value of knowledge is. Ask those people who have learned knowledge, Ya Islam bhaiyo, value this knowledge. It is here today, it will not be there tomorrow. So instead of crying and instead of, you know, saying that I wish, yeah, you got the time now. We have this time. Take advantage of this time. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the king of Medina, the peace of the heart and soul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who teaches knowledge to someone will also get the reward. If that person acts upon his teaching and the one acting upon that knowledge, his reward will not be reduced. And another hadith in Tabrani Kabir, Sayyiduna Samura bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, no one has given a better charity than the one spreading the knowledge of the deen. And Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day a person came to him and he says, oh Abu Darda, I have come from Madinatul Munawwara to come to you and I've heard that you know a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, are you sure you are not here for any other purpose? And he says that, no, wallahi, I've come here to learn this hadith from you. And he says that I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah eases the way to paradise for the one who traverses some distance to seek knowledge. The angels spread their wings under his feet And all things in heaven and earth, even the fish in the water, pray for his forgiveness. The superiority of a person possessing knowledge over a person doing worship is as the superiority of the moon over the stars. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, at the end, people sacrificed a lot of time, they sacrificed a lot of things to learn this sacred knowledge. Now, I leave this question, how much of our time, how much of our wealth are we going to spend to spread this knowledge of the deen? One way we can start learning this sacred knowledge, Dawat Islam is weekly ijtima. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, take place in all major cities in the world. There are more than 50 weekly ijtimas in the UK. Attend them. Islamic sisters ijtimas are separate. That's the way you can start learning that knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala give us that true understanding of the sacred knowledge of deen. And may Allah Ta'ala give us this knowledge so that we can find that pathway to paradise. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم